And it's now time for a Daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The consequences of denying biological reality have a name and a face. Alanna King, a 20-year-old Dutch rugby player now facing lifelong pain after a male opponent pulled her knee out of socket. King suffered torn ACL and MCL ligaments when the transgender player grabbed her leg with what she described as immense male strength that women cannot match. Her teammates had to cover their ears because her scream sounded too painful. Speaking of institutional capture, Smith College proved that even a woman's college, founded in 1871, no longer knows what a woman is. The Massachusetts school handed an honorary degree to Richard Levine, who then delivered the commencement address. Riley Gaines perfectly captured the absurdity in all of this, saying, "Ladies, congratulations, your graduation was read by the very thing feminism was allegedly fighting." But there is encouraging pushback against this ideological tyranny. In Oregon, education worker Rod Fees is fighting back after his district threatened to fire him for displaying Matt Walsh's Johnny the Walrus and other books rejecting transgender ideology in his office. Officials called the books hostile, but also at the same time allowed employees to decorate with Black Lives Matter and LGBT messages, because those aren't hostile at all, are they? The Alliance Defending Freedom is representing Theus, and they're optimistic because the First Amendment is very clear that the government cannot target viewpoints for censorship. And the good news? Most Americans aren't buying the propaganda anymore. A new poll from the Associated Press reveals that 52% approve of President Trump's transgender policies, higher than his overall approval rating. Nearly 70% of Americans agree that sex is determined by biological characteristics at birth, including 74% of independents and even half of Democrats. President Trump himself demonstrated moral leadership earlier this week by confronting the South African president over the genocide against white farmers. Trump played videos of politicians singing "Kill the Boer" and showed articles documenting the systematic violence. When the president looked away uncomfortably, Trump pressed harder, saying, quote, "When they take the land, they kill the white farmer, and when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them." And meanwhile, Trump's energy policies are delivering real relief at the pump. At the moment, gas prices are projected to hit the lowest levels in over two decades over Memorial Day weekend, potentially dropping below $3 per gallon over the summer. Immigration enforcement is also working. ICE placed a detainer on a 24-year-old Venezuelan illegal alien who spent over a year posing as a 16-year-old at an Ohio high school. The man used forged documents to obtain guardianship, a social security number, and deportation protection while participating on the school's soccer and swim teams. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org, and you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.